Think back to the darkest time of your life, the time when you hit rock bottom. What lifted you up? Where did you find solace and peace? For a lot of Muslim brothers and sisters, the answer will be with Allah. Our deen is the light that can brighten up our lives after we have been plunged into darkness. And today's video is about one such person who, after losing everything, found his way back to life by entering into the welcoming arms of Islam. Voronka Urko is a Ukrainian citizen who, along with his family, always sought shelter in different places when their family came under attack. During an attack last year, he was separated from his family by the volunteers. With no one to turn to and no one to look after him, Urko, who has disabilities, began to worry about how he would live. He was in utter despair. He was living on the 9th floor of a building. He had no money, no gas, and no electricity. And soon, living like this became intolerable for him. He had to get help and get it fast. Urko knew that one place where he could get some refuge was the mosque. He knew that the doors of a mosque are always open to everyone. He got in touch with the Imam, Muhammad Ali, and explained his miserable situation. The Imam invited him to come stay at the mosque, and in his words, since then, Urko and him have lived like brothers. Soon Urko got bestowed with guidance, which is a great blessing from Allah, and can come to anyone and any time. He said the Shahada on the 20th of August last year. Amidst all the chaos happening in Ukraine at the minute, lots of revert stories have been coming out. Another such story is of a Ukrainian woman who accepted Islam after hearing the adhan from a mosque. Daria Yaroshenko, who was also displaced from her home because of the war, found shelter in Ukraine. She was not looking for Islam, but fate struck and she was given guidance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was casually eating at a restaurant when the adhan from Hagia Sophia, now called the Orhan Mosque, caught her attention. She felt a strange pull and was instantly drawn toward the call for prayer. She went to the mosque with her husband and instantly told the muadzin that she wanted to convert to Islam. In her statement, she said that she had been researching Islam and exploring the Quran for a while now. She had interacted with Muslims in Turkey and was very impressed with their manners. But it was the adhan that pushed her over the edge and finally gave her the encouragement that she needed to accept Islam. We can see a common theme in Urko and Daria's story. They both have been affected by the calamities and had been displaced from their homes. Allah put them through a great test, and tests and trials are a great opportunity for a person to recognize that we as humans are powerless and all power belongs to Allah. This realization can lead to people turning towards Allah and accepting submission to Him. These stories are not the only wartime stories. People, especially during turbulent times, have been drawn towards Islam. In 1990, in Bosnia and Herzegovina, many people entered into the folds of Islam in order to find comfort and strength during difficult times. According to a report by the Pew Research Center, approximately 10% of Bosnians converted to Islam during and after the conflict. This was a significant increase from previous decades, when the percentage of Bosnians who identified as Muslims was much lower. Some personal stories also came to the surface. A Bosniak woman named Fata Orlovic, who lost her husband and two sons in the conflict, turned to Islam to heal her pain. She became a devout Muslim and opened her home to displaced children, providing them with food, shelter, and education. Another example is the case of the American journalist Michael Toten, who traveled to Bosnia during the war and witnessed the conversion of many Bosniaks to Islam. There have also been some cases of American soldiers who turned towards Islam in Iraq and Afghanistan. One such person is Army Specialist Rashid Muhammad, who converted to Islam while serving in Iraq in 2003. He was raised Catholic and was drawn to Islam after interacting with local Iraqis and learning about the religion's emphasis on social justice and community. He later wrote a book about his experiences titled Under the Veil, The True Faces of Muhammad's Army. Muhammad Abdul Wahid, a U.S. Marine who served in Iraq in 2003, was also drawn to Islam after observing the kindness and generosity of Iraqi civilians, despite the difficult circumstances that they faced. He began studying Islam and eventually converted. He is now a prominent Muslim speaker and activist. Marine Corporal Jake Walter, who served Iraq in 2007, converted to Islam several years later after reading the Quran and attending a mosque. He has since become a prominent advocate for Muslim American rights. It's not just war that can push people to guidance. Calamities of different sorts can also affect people deeply, leading to spiritual awakening. Yvonne Ridley, a British journalist, converted to Islam after being captured by the Taliban in Afghanistan in 2001. She was held in captivity and given a copy of the Quran. She stayed stuck in that fearful situation for 11 days with only the word of Allah. By the time she was released, the Quran had touched her so deeply that she accepted Islam and is now a prominent Muslim journalist and activist. Muhammad Amir Rana, a security analyst, converted to Islam after experiencing an incident in 2004 in Karachi. He survived the attack but was left with a deep sense of trauma and spiritual questioning. After reading the Quran and studying Islamic theology, he converted to Islam. We hope that today's Revert stories gave your iman a boost and gave you some inspiration. Remember that emotional suffering is one of the most shared human experiences. And as Muslims, we should understand that any pain or suffering that we endure is necessary for our journey in this life. It is a great opportunity for us to rekindle our relationship with Allah and become more closer to Him. And for some, as mentioned in our video, suffering and emotional pain can be the reason for gaining true guidance.